Leviticus chapter number 6, and I want to begin reading in verse number 8. The Bible said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen breeches, shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put off his garments and put on other garments and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, and Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Father, for those who are able to be here this morning. And Father, thank you for those who are listening by radio today. God, I do pray for the many who are sick among our church. And Lord, those who may be on the road traveling, God, I pray you give them safety. Father, just minister to every need among every member of our church, Lord, and their families. Lord, we're so grateful for every blessing that you have given to us in 2008. But now, Lord, we look to a brand new year, and Lord, we're excited about what, Lord, you will do this year, Lord, for your people, and Lord, here for the church. And God, we're excited to see people get saved, and Lord, to see people grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Father, we pray this morning for this service that, God, you would have your will and your way here today. Father, I pray that you would touch us and help us and anoint us and fill us, Lord, with thy spirit and thy power. Lord, that we might be able to preach this morning the word of God. God, please encourage and stir, my Father, the hearts of your people. Father, should there be one in this building lost or listening by radio who's lost, I pray that, Lord, this would be the day they'd get saved. Father, just have your will in your way. And God, everything you do, we'll praise you, we'll thank you. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen. As we look at these verses this morning, I want us to notice especially verse number 13. The Bible says, "The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, it shall never go out." You know, as we think about this verse and others, and we think about the fire that is burning upon the altar, and God said that it shall never go out. I believe there ought to be a fire in you and I this morning that would stir our hearts and help us. And we need to rekindle that fire this morning. Amen. I mean, we need to go into a new year fired up for the things of God, get fired up for the work of God, get fired up for the Lord himself. Amen. In these days. Now, as another year has come into our lives, I pray that this year will be a year that would count richly for the Lord. I want it to be a year of spiritual prosperity and a year of great productivity. Amen. I want it to be a year that we'll be able to look back in years to come and say that this was one of the greatest years of our lives in serving the Lord. Amen. You know, the beginning of a new year is a time when you can start things afresh and anew. It ought to be a time when we look at the new year, when we aim higher, when we reach further, when we dream bigger, and when we believe stronger. Henry Ward Beecher said, "Every man should be born again on the first day of January. Start with a fresh page. Take up one more hole in the belt buckle if necessary, or if necessary, let one out." Amen. But on the 1st of January, let every man gird himself once more with his face to the front and take no interest in the things that were and are past. There's nothing we can do now about 2008. It's over. It's in the history books. Everything that was done is done. You can't redo it. You can't undo it. And so we're looking fresh and new at a brand new year. Amen. And if the coming year is to be a year of great spiritual advancement and achievements in our lives, I believe there is something that we need this morning in each of our hearts and lives. And that is what we found here in this verse. There should be a fire that never goes out. Amen. We should keep the fire burning in our hearts. We need to get fired up today and stay fired up throughout the entire year. Here in Leviticus chapter 6, we read about the fire that burned upon the sacrificial altar. In verse 12, the Bible said the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it, and it shall not be put out. Verse 13 says it shall never go out. This was a fire that was ignited by the Lord himself. When the tabernacle was dedicated, the Lord sent fire from heaven to ignite this fire that burned in the altar day and night. And the priests were responsible to keep this fire burning and to see that it never, ever went out. It was a fire that was to burn continually, amen. And like the fire on the altar of burnt offerings, my friend, this morning, we must never let the fire go out in our hearts. We need, thank God, to build the flame, amen. It might just be a little flicker today, but we need to get fired up, amen. There's some things that we need in our lives to stir us up so that we can charge into the new year, not just haphazardly walk into 2009, but thank God, go in it with purpose and determination. Thank God that we're going to do something for the Lord this year by the help and grace of God. Amen. But there's going to have to be some fire about us. There's got to be some fire among us. Amen. You don't hear much about somebody being on fire for God much anymore. That's the reason, and the reason being is there's not many people on fire for God anymore. Amen. The fire has begun to dwindle down, but we need to keep the fire burning in our hearts today. Now, I want you to notice three people in the Bible, three Bible personalities, and the effects that the Word of God and the fire burning in their heart had upon them. Now, first, we need to keep the fire burning in our heart to keep us going, amen, to keep us going. In Jeremiah chapter 20, and I'm sure most of you have read this verse or heard this verse. In Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse number 9, the Bible said, this is what Jeremiah said, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." In simple words, Jeremiah, the prophet, was saying that he was going to quit preaching. He was ready to get out of the ministry. He was like one fella I read about one Sunday morning. His mother noticed that he had not got up out of bed and wasn't getting ready to go to church. And so she went in and to wake him up. And she said, "Come on, get up. You're going to miss church." And he said, "No, I don't want to go." And he buried his head back under the pillow. And he said, she said, "Yes, you have to go to church." He said, "I'm not going to church." And said, "I'll give you two good reasons why I'm not going to church today." He said, "Number one, nobody likes me. And number two, I don't like them." That was his two reasons that he wasn't going. The mother put her hands on her hips, you know, like mamas do when they get mad. And she snapped back, "Well, you are going to church, and I'll give you two reasons why you're going. Number one, you're 45 years old. And number two, you are the pastor." Amen. he was going to church. But Jeremiah, he was ready to quit. Jeremiah said, I'm not going to make mention of his, I'm not even going to mention him. I mean, Jeremiah was ready to just give it all up. Well, why was it Jeremiah came into such a particular area of his life? Well, the Bible tells us some things. First of all, Jeremiah was going through a difficult experience. Now, Jeremiah was a fearless and a faithful preacher. In chapter 19, we read how he entered into the Lord's house and had brought a message from God to the people. In chapter number 20, verses 1 and 2, after the message, Pashur, the chief captain of the temple guard, had Jeremiah beaten and put him into stocks. Now, Matthew Henry says the word smote would seem to suggest that Pashur slapped him with his hand or hit him with his staff of authority. And the stocks that they put Jeremiah in verse number 2, was a very cruel form of punishment. The word stocks used in Jeremiah 20 and 2 means to twist. It implies that the body was kept in a distorted position. In other words, when they put him in those stocks, there were five holes in there, one for the head, two for the hands, and two for the feet. And the body was kept in a crooked posture that made this form of punishment very discomforting. And so you can see Jeremiah was going through a difficult experience. Amen. Now, I don't know about you this morning, but I'd say that probably 99.999% of us would probably have felt the same way that Jeremiah did after that he was going through such a difficult experience. After being beaten and put into stocks, and he said, I'm just not going to do anything else. I'm through. I'm done. As we face this new year, and I want to say this morning, you and I have no guarantee that we will not face difficult experiences. We have no guarantees this morning that we will not face difficult experiences. I wish I had it in my power this morning to be able to do something in every one of your lives and would put a protective shield around you and your family and keep anything bad from happening. But I don't have the power, and nobody else does either, amen? But listen, the new year may bring things that we never expected or never anticipated. There may be things that will happen that will break our hearts. The very foundations of our life may be washed away by some storm of adversity. These may be great days ahead, but it also may be grievous days ahead. There may be much to make us glad, and I hope so, but there also may be things ahead that will make our hearts sad. Difficulties are not out of the realm of possibility. Jeremiah was serving God, living for God, preaching for God, and he encountered a difficult experience. All of us this year may encounter difficult experiences, amen. Now, he was not only going through a difficult time, but secondly, he was going through a discouraging experience. Now, it's easy this morning to understand why Jeremiah got so discouraged. Why even the strongest Christians would be affected by the things that Jeremiah was going through. Good men at their best are still men. Did you hear what I said? Good men, even at their best, are still men. And so we need to keep that in mind. Charles Spurgeon said, discouragement is very natural. It is a native of the soil of manhood. And we can see that he was discouraged. In Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse number 7, notice what he says. This was coming from a man's heart that was full of discouragement. Jeremiah 27, he said, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. Now notice what he's saying here in this verse. First, there was the derision he faced. The word derision speaks of being mocked and laughed at. He speaks of how everyone mocked him and how they mocked him daily. Can you see Jeremiah, this great preacher, now being brought down after being beaten? His head is in the stocks. His hands are in the stocks. His feet are in the stocks. And he's standing there in a difficult situation. And people are daily walking by and mocking him and laughing at him. Oh, can you imagine how discouraging it was to Jeremiah? Not only was there derision, but then he said there was deception that he felt. He says to the Lord, "Oh Lord, thou hast deceived me." He struggles with the feelings that somehow God has let him down. God had promised to protect him, and now he's in the stocks. Have you ever felt like at some point in your life that God has let you down? I'm sure all of us probably at some time or another have felt like that. I doubt there's anybody in this place this morning that has not felt like God has either forsaken you or forgotten you at some point in your life. And just as there is the reality that difficulties could be a part of the new year, these difficulties can bring discouragement. There may be dark and depressing days ahead. This is a possibility. That's the reason this morning we need to keep a fire burning in our hearts today, because of the possibility of difficulties and discouragements and dangers that we might face in the coming days. Amen. Jeremiah was ready to quit. I'm sure that many of us at times have felt like, I'm just done. I'm going to quit. Amen. I heard one preacher say a pastor resigns every Monday. Amen. Well, I hadn't quite been that bad, but there's been a few Mondays, there's been a few Sunday nights I felt like resigning. But you know what? There's something that God does in you that just keeps you going. That's what I'm preaching about. Hey, all of us get discouraged. All of us face difficult situations. But if we've got the fire burning in our hearts, thank God it'll keep you going. Amen. That's what we need. Now, Jeremiah was ready to quit, but notice what he said. In Jeremiah 20 and verse number 9, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. Jeremiah said, I'm in these stocks. I preach. Now I've been beaten. I'm in stocks. I feel like God has deceived me. He's let me down. It's things are not turning out like I thought they would. I'm being laughed at. I'm being mocked. I'm just going to quit. But he said his word was in my heart. And he said it was like a burning fire. And he said, I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay. In other words, what Jeremiah said, I was going to quit, but quit wasn't in me. Amen. Oh my, I'll tell you, friend, this morning we might think about quitting here, but quit should never be in our hearts. There should be a fire that would burn up quit every time it comes across our mind. Amen. Oh, he had a heartburn that Tums or Rolaids wouldn't help. Amen. You could give him Zantac and everything else, but he had a burning heart. Amen. It was the word of God, and it was this burning heart that kept him going when he was ready to quit. Amen. One author wrote this and said, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with just one more blow. Success is failure
turned inside out. The silver tin of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're the hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Amen. Oh, when things get bad, that's not when you are to quit. That's when you're to get the fire burning in your soul and charge on, amen. Keep pressing on, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing on, thank God. That's what we need. We need something to keep us going, amen. We need that fire. Keep that fire burning that will keep you going, amen. Hey, God's word is what we need. He said his word was in mine heart. He said it like a burning fire. Hey, if you want something to stir your heart, this is it, the word of God. You want something that'll get you on fire for the Lord? The word of God, amen. This is fuel for our lives, amen. Oh, this is what we need. Someone said, though the cover is worn and the pages are torn and though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold is this book worn and old that can shatter and scatter my fears. This old book is my guide. 'Tis a friend by my side. It will lighten and brighten my way. Each promise I find soothes and gladdens the mind as I read it and heed it each day. To this book I will cling. Of its worth I will sing. Though great losses and crosses be mine, for I cannot despair, though surrounded by care, while possessing this blessing divine. Amen. You know what we ought to do this morning? We ought to make it a goal in all of our lives to be sure to read this Bible every day throughout this year. Amen. I saw the other night they were interviewing people about their New Year's resolutions. I only heard one really say anything about God. As they talked to this crowd. And this one girl said, I have made a resolution that I'm going to read the Bible through this year. Boy, what a resolution that she made. Hey, I don't see nothing wrong with making resolutions if it's the right thing, amen. Of course, you know the biggest one is losing weight. You know, that's the biggest. I'm going to make sure I'm going on a diet January the 1st. Not in my house, you didn't, bless God, eating hog jaw and stuff. No diet that day, man. But Debbie said, are you going to start your diet Monday? I said, no. And she said, you need to. Do I? Yeah. Amen. And I said, no. I said, that's my resolution this year to gain 25 pounds. Amen. She said, you are crazy. I said, amen. But everybody's always wanting to lose weight. That's the number one. And if you'll notice, especially these infomercials, they're pushing this athletic equipment, treadmills and all this stuff. Hey, if you're going to buy you a treadmill, let me give you some good advice. Make sure you get one that's got plenty of rails on each side to hang plenty of clothes on. Amen. Because it will turn into a clothes hanger. Amen. Well, hallelujah. But we need a fire to keep us going. We need to get that fire burning strong, amen? And you notice, and I'm sure a lot of you have heated with wood, and some of you may still heat with wood. We used to heat with wood, and we had a wood stove, and Brother James, when that stove gets so full of ashes, you can't have such a good fire. You got to stop every once in a while and clean out that stove and get those ashes out of there. And the priest here, after he burnt on the offering, the sacrifice, he had to change his clothes and get the ashes out and take the ashes to a clean place because they came from off the altar of the burnt sacrifice. And so the reason being is so he could keep the fire burning hot. Amen. Hey, listen, every now and then you need to get rid of some things in your heart. Something that will keep those things that keeps the fire from burning intensely. Those things need to be got out. Amen. so the fire can burn in our lives. Hey, we need this fire burning continually to keep us going. Secondly, and hurriedly, we need to keep this fire going to keep us growing. Amen. Growing. Now, Psalm 39:3, we find not only Jeremiah had a fire, but in Psalm 39, we find that David had a fire in his heart. In Psalm 39:3, David said, "My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned." So Jeremiah not only had a burning heart, but we find David now with a burning heart. Now, as we look at David, we are reminded that a burning heart will keep us growing. Now, Jeremiah had a fire that kept him going when things got tough. David here reminds us that this fire, we need this fire to keep us growing. Number one, we can see that he remembers his covenants. Now, Jonathan Edwards was a great American preacher from the 1700s. And Jonathan Edwards was very well known for making covenants with God. He referred to those covenants as resolutions. Jonathan Edwards had 70 resolutions for his own life. Now, and when he had these resolutions, he made these when he was 20 years of age. And he read them over once a week. Now, one of the resolutions, resolution number 3, this is what it said. He said, "Resolved, if ever I shall fall and grow dull, so as to neglect to keep any part of these resolutions, to repent of all I can remember when I come to myself again." That's what he's looked at in his life. And so David is also similarly, he had made certain covenants with the Lord. And in Psalm 39, he's remembering those resolutions or covenants. In Psalm 39:1, David said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. David had made a resolution. One of them had to deal with his ways. And he had resolved not to sin with his tongue. Amen. And he also resolved to bridle his mouth. You know, and as I said, New Year's is just synonymous with resolutions. People make all kinds of resolutions, and they're going to lose weight. They're going to quit smoking. Boy, that'd be a great one. Amen. Save you a lot of money and put it into missions. Say amen right there. And man, you could support a lot of missionaries if you quit smoking. Amen. We was at Walgreens the other day. I just happened to look up and I saw they're $3 and something a pack. Man, you know, most people smoke 2 packs a day. That's $7. In a week's time, you could support one missionary for a month. Woo! Ain't that good preaching? So don't tell me you can't give to missions. You just don't want to. You'd rather burn it up. You're offering a burnt offering, amen, unto the Lord. Anyhow, I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you. But of course, the number one resolution is losing weight. Number two is to start their own business. Number three is to pay off debt. All kinds of resolutions, but there ought to be some resolutions that we have. How about just reading your Bible every day? How about praying regularly? How about attending church faithfully? How about tithing consistently? How about witnessing personally and working energetically and living devotedly? Hey, man, there's a lot of things we could do in our life. We could grow, but it's going to take a fire. Amen. Now, Jonathan Edwards made resolutions. David is looking at some of the resolutions he had made of himself. Jonathan Edwards, as I said, made 70 such resolutions. I don't have time to read them. But I'll just give you a couple of more. Resolution number 6 was this: resolved to live with all my might while I do live. Resolution number 7, resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. Boy, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? I always heard, don't ever do what you'd be afraid to be found doing if you died.
That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Oh, because we never know when that last breath is coming. And so David remembers his covenants. David renews his covenants. He said in verse 39, chapter 39 of Psalms in verse 2, he said, I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. It seemed that David had become a little lax concerning his covenants. He had made certain resolutions, but like many of us, he fell back on them, you know. You know, it's amazing. A lot of people, they do pretty good for a week or so about different things they decided they're going to do. And then it seems like it just gets away from them. But oh, listen, we need the fire of God burning in our hearts to keep us growing, amen, in the things of God, to keep us getting closer to the Lord, amen. Now, why do we need this burning heart? And I'm going to close. Now, when our heart is burning with the fire of God, it keeps us going. It keeps us growing. Now, spiritual complacency is a sign of spiritual coldness. But a burning heart is what we need. Now, there are some people who at one time in their life were so passionate about living for God. Living for God was the most important thing in their lives. I mean, nothing was more important than the Lord and the things of God and living for God. He was first in everything. But now, something begins to happen. Things begin to dominate the life, and the result is that they have ceased growing and moving forward in their Christian life. Hey, we need the fire to burn, amen? We need the fire to burn to keep us going, to keep us growing, and then last of all, to keep us glowing. You know, we need to let our light shine. Do you know that? There's a world, Brother Rick touched on it this morning. There's a world that's lost. There are family members. There are people that are looking to you, and they're watching you, and they need to see something in your life. But it'll never happen if you don't keep that fire burning. Oh, my biggest fear is not keeping the fire going, Brother Rick, in my life and my children being hurt because I let God down, or my grandchildren being hurt because I let God down and I didn't serve the Lord like I should. Hey, that's the biggest fear. I believe that was Paul's biggest fear. He didn't want to become a castaway. Paul didn't want to be put on the shelf. He didn't want to be a reproach. And God help us, none of us should ever want to be that. But friend, if we don't keep the fire burning, if we don't keep the fire burning, amen, to keep us going, to keep us growing, and to keep us glowing, may the fire never go out. God said on the altar, the fire shall ever be burning on the altar. It shall never go out, never. And so God help us to get this fire burning. I mean, praise God, to where we'd just be a flame of fire for the Lord. Let's get on fire for God. Let's let 2009 be the year that we made a mark in Christianity with our lives and God using us, amen. Our Heavenly Father, thank you today. God, thank you for just the privilege of being in your house. Lord, to be able to gather with your people around the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for what you've done for us today, for the Sunday school hour, the preaching hour. Oh, God, just for being so good, we thank you. And Father, now I pray that you'd speak to our hearts. Oh, God, as we look toward this year of 2009, Lord, a brand new year, brand new opportunities. The slate is clean before us. Oh, God, may you help us to do that which would bring honor and glory to your name. Bless your people this morning. Stir our hearts. Save the lost, dear Father. May this be the beginning of a new year by giving their heart to Jesus and getting a brand new life. Please, whatever the need is today, we ask it in Jesus' name. While we stand, our heads are bowed. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed this morning. What about you, child of God? Maybe this morning you'd like to step out and just come to the altar and say, dear God, I want this year to be the best year spiritually for my life. Dear God, this year I want you to use me this year. I want to make a mark. I want my life to be used. Say, dear God, kindle the fire in my soul. Let me have a burning heart for God. I want to do something for the Lord this year. I want my life to count. While these are coming, maybe you need to step out and come to the altar today. And just renew your commitment to the Lord and say, dear God, here I am. Use me. Take me, mold me, make me. Here I am, Lord, yielded to thee in whatever you'd have me to do. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for these that have gathered here to pray. Oh God, I ask you to bless in their lives, their families. And Lord, may you put your hand upon them, and God, may you use them for your honor and your glory. Oh God, as we look toward this new year, Lord, we don't know what the new year holds. And I'm so glad we know who holds the new year. Father, help us. Help us this year, Lord, to serve you. Help us to be what we should be and need to be for you, Father, in these days. God, bless your people. Bless Victory Baptist Church. Oh, God, would you bless this church? God, would you use this church in this year? Lord, that souls will be saved. Lives will be changed. Oh, God, please bless your people. Bless the ministries, Lord, here of the church. This Christian school, the radio ministry, our missions, our youth programs. Oh, God, every ministry, Father, please use this church. We need you, Lord. Now we pray that you'd help us. God, lead us, guide us, direct us. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Appreciate you being here this morning. Amen. Come back tonight. Service starts 6 o'clock. And hope that you'll be back with us this evening. Amen. And then, of course, don't forget Wednesday night, our Wednesday night service, and then the youth programs will be starting back up Wednesday night. And so we encourage all the young people to come and be here for King's Kids and track, amen, Teens Redeemed and Called. And looking forward to some good things happening this year with our youth program. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope you all have a good afternoon. Come back tonight. And go home and really pray and brace yourself about going back to school tomorrow and maybe going back to work. Some of you got to go back to work. And thank you.